It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is starting a new campaign to encourage COVID-19 vaccination in young people aged 12 through 17. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The incentive is a $50,000 scholarship. Five eligible Coloradans will be randomly chosen to win one of those scholarships each week for 5 weeks. Governor Jared Polis says the winners will be picked from those who've gotten at least a first dose of the vaccine.
The money will simply be deposited in the college invest account, and it'll be there for them, whether they go to school in-state, out-of-state, all forms of eligible education expenditures.
Polis says about a quarter of those 12 to 17 in Colorado have gotten vaccinated since the vaccine was first available to that age group a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans can expect higher fees on gasoline, car registrations, ride shares, food deliveries, and more next year. Those new fees will fund road repairs, electric vehicle incentives, and other transportation projects. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says lawmakers have approved a massive new bill that adds up to billions of dollars.
Any tax increase needs voter approval, and past transportation tax proposals have all failed at the ballot. So over the objections of Republicans, Democrats who are sponsoring the bill are using fees instead of taxes.
Daniel Miner, the fees take effect next year. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office has arrested seven people accused of stealing and reselling goods from big box retail stores. CPR's Allison Sherry reports this is among the biggest money laundering schemes in Colorado history.
The investigation is ongoing, but so far Douglas County Sheriff's deputies, working with several other law enforcement agencies, say they have arrested seven people who were allegedly stealing from Lowe's, Home Depot, and other stores in order to resell the goods online. Officers say they've recovered hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold and silver. All told, they say $5.2 million in goods were stolen over several years. The seven people were indicted by a grand jury and face more than 70 criminal charges. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A young bear that wandered onto the plains east of Colorado Springs was relocated to more suitable bear country over the weekend. The bear was found in a horse pasture being chased by horses. Colorado Parks and Wildlife doesn't know how it got there. Wildlife officials tranquilized the bear and took it back to the mountains. This is CPR News.